Blog Talk Radio.
To welcome you to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Candy Hoff, and through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at www.angelhealinghouse.com, I'm a licensed healing practitioner working in the field of energy medicine as a Reiki Master teacher, an angel practitioner, a quantum touch practitioner, and an intuitive counselor. I'm also the author of an inspirational book about my two near-death experiences called Angels of Faith and the fact that, as far as I'm concerned, we do not die and that we are divine and eternal. Through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past and kept them merely reacting to life. And I help them let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future, on things that haven't happened and probably won't happen. And once they are no longer living in the past or the future, they can start to live in the only moment that is available to live in, which is the nanosecond of the now. It's only in the present moment where synchronicities, miracles, and absolute magic can occur. As an angel practitioner, I help people to rise above their lives and see it from a higher perspective, to clearly see the negative patterns and the destructive habits that have caused them to sabotage and limit their lives. I do this with the help of a very large, extraordinary group of angels who I call the Posse. They have an irreverent, very funny sense of humor, and are extremely loving and compassionate. They give very down-to-earth, practical advice that people can very easily translate to create bliss and joy and balance and peace in their lives. So, just like the Posse of Angels, I'm very excited to take some of your phone calls for free angel advice. If you'd like to call in, listeners, the call-in number is 646-716-6794. Again, that number is 646-716-6794. But before we talk about take some of those calls for some free angelic advice, I'd like to say once again, hello, listeners, and welcome to Angel Healing House Radio. Now, for those of you who faithfully listen in week by week, you know that I take about 5 or 10 minutes to introduce the day's topic, and then I will take some of your phone calls. I can see some of you holding on the switchboard. But before we do that, let's go and discuss this very, very important topic for today. You know, in last week's program, oh, and by the way, if you did miss last week's program and would like to receive a reminder about all Angel Healing House's programs, find my cheery little smile on my photo on Angel Healing House Blog Talk Radio and click on the follow button underneath the photo, because in this way you'll be able to be aware of my insights and my impressions on the energies which are happening to us and the best way to cope of our shifting planet and the changing world that we live in. Well, as I was saying, in last week's program, we welcomed in the merry month of May. And while the first week of May saw us rather celebrating this renewed feeling of springtime and rebirth within us, well, the rather full moon on May the 5th started to shine a bright light on areas of our lives in which we might still be feeling stuck. In fact, The word I would use to describe this new moon is pregnant, because the word pregnant is the perfect word to describe how many of us are feeling at the moment. Many of us are feeling an overwhelming sense of anticipation and wanting to prepare for rebirth and regeneration, which is coming and then bringing in new foundations and very different new life for us. You know, I've heard from many clients that they feel an overwhelming sense of nervousness as they anticipate the feeling of the unknown about to happen. And I like to, I liken this feeling of an impending birth to not knowing the sex of the child that the pregnant woman is having. She knows that she's going to give birth, but she doesn't quite know what gender this, the baby's going to be. So feeling heavily pregnant as we do and ready to give birth to something new, many of us are cleaning out our nests, our homes. We're decluttering and we're tidying in preparation for the very new to come in. Now, don't be surprised if this very forceful Scorpio full moon presents you with situations and it actually dredges things up from the past to come to the fore so that we can finally deal with it. And I know that, you know, it just seems like all we ever do is clear and cleanse, but I do mean once and for all. Now, for many of us, whether this might be around the areas of health concerns, careers, I do believe that the month of May is really most about our relationships to others. May will give us the opportunity to finally make peace with others and finally close doors on past issues. Now, for many of us, this May is the perfect representation of a transition or a turning point in our lives. And how can we really go forward if we haven't made peace with the past? Now, the Posse of Angels are showing me a visual. They're saying that those of us who've been living a conscious life of awareness, and many of us have been doing this for 10 years, and by the way, Angel Healing House is going to be celebrating its 10th year anniversary in June. You can go to www.angelhealinghouse.com to find out more, but I will be doing a special radio program in June in celebration of Angel Healing House's 10th year anniversary. But we are set to get on a new path, which is opening for us, but that won't present itself to the latter part of May. Now, the angels are giving me a visual of a road that we've been traveling on that is coming to an end, and it's a very new road that's beginning for us. But their visual shows the new road, and immediately where the new road starts, there's a sharp bend which we cannot see around. Now that they're giving me an eagle's eye view of our new road, as soon as we step on the new road, there's another sharp bend, and we can't see around that. And the road continues off into the distance with these very sharp bends in the road in this winding fashion. Now, what the angels are actually telling me is that if we've acknowledged, thanked, blessed, and cleared anything and everything in our lives, then we will only be living in the present moment. And nothing is predetermined in our lives anymore, hence there are no straight lines. The Posse are saying that many of us have reconnected with the limitless and boundless ability to manifest and create our lives through the conscious choosing of our thoughts, our words, and our feelings. And thus our lives will become an ongoing series of living life as a co-creator God and fashioning our lives in every second. As I've said before, we'll be doing this with our thoughts, our words, and our intentions felt deep in our hearts. This is quite a feeling of vindication for many of us, as there'll be no more pushing, there's no more controlling, there's no more life is meant to be hard. It's only the realization that what will appear in your reality is a co-creative dance between you and the universe to fulfill and bring to you your words and thoughts. I guess the bends in the road are there to keep us focused and only concentrating on the present moment, only what is, so we do not miss the very important signs that will manifest to us as to where we're going to turn next in life. The word that the posse of angels are using for me now to describe what will be coming for us towards the end of May and into June is exhilarating. That is just such an exciting word to use as we'll be stepping on a very new path. But I'll be speaking more about that solar eclipse on May 20th and also what's coming for us towards the end of May into June later on. But now let's get back to these energies in this present moment. The energies in the middle 2 weeks of May are very grounded and stable for us to look at our relationships. This is not only getting us to look at all relationships in our lives, but it's to see whether they're respectful or if they're dishonoring to us and draining. But the month will also present us with openings and opportunities to manifest and create and form new relationships. Now, personally, several weeks ago, I received an email from a life coach in Sydney, Australia. She had created an international networking and support group on Facebook for professional women in the healing arts, and she invited me to join. Well, in the short amount of time that I've become part of this group, I felt an overwhelming connection with several of the women, many of whom synchronistically are in the Sydney area. Well, as I was writing this radio program, you know, it dawned on me that what I'm actually doing is I'm reconnecting and connecting. I'm forming my community of like-minded soul sisters and friends when my husband and I eventually move back to the Sydney area because we moved from Australia to the States 4 years ago. How immensely clever am I? And I did it from an unconscious point of view. When we do go back, I will have had created a foundation of like-minded professional community to belong to be friends with, and to work with. So if you'd like to further have insights and help, my blogs on my website, www.angelhealinghouse.com, have provided invaluable insights on how to live a conscious life of awareness. If you'd like to receive my monthly newsletter, please send me your request and email address to Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at Angel, A-N-G-E-L, Healing, H-E-A-L-I-N-G, House, H-O-U-S-E. But before we go on to discuss more on how we can live our lives more from a conscious life of awareness, let me go to the phone lines and take some phone calls. Caller 111111111111, you're on the line with Angel Healing House. Who am I speaking with? Hello? Hello? Caller 111, are you there? Not getting anything from that caller. Okay, let's go to our next caller. Caller 512, you're on the line with Angel Healing House. Seems to be problems with the switchboard this morning. Okay, what is this? All right, I'll try to go to a different connection. There might be gremlins in the system this morning. I'm not sure what's happening there. Okay. Caller 512, if you can hear me, can you please disconnect? And caller 111, can you please disconnect from your line, and then I will, and then call me back, and then I will answer you first in line, because there does seem to be something happening with the system. So I'll try one more. Caller 561, you're on the line with Angel Healing House. Let's see if we have any more luck here. No, not much luck with the lines today.
Hello.
Okay. Hello. Who do I have on the line?
Hi, Candy. This is Lena. How are you?
Hi. I'm sorry. I didn't get your name. What's your name?
This is Lena. How are you?
Lena, I'm fine. Lena, there must be little gremlins in the system today. I don't know. It's just the switchboard is winking at me and doing something very strange. So maybe we'll just have to blame the month of May erratic energies on it. So let's talk to Lena today. Lena, do you have a question for myself and the posse?
Yes, Candy, I am going through a lot of transition. I got back on my rent, and now I have to move. I've been without work, and I have no idea where I'm going to go. The only place I can think of is with my ex-husband and kids, and I never thought that I just need a little. I was seeing somebody a few weeks ago, but we broke up, and don't know what I wanted. I don't know what. I'm at my wit's end.
Okay, Lena. The first thing that the angels are telling you to do is, and I'll take it with you. Take a deep breath in.
Mhm.
Blow it out.
Yeah.
Okay. Take a deep breath in and know that you brought this to yourself for your highest good.
Okay.
Okay, that's number one. The reason you brought it to yourself for your highest good is because you must start over.
Okay.
And why is it, Lena, why is it that every time, not every time, but in many instances, when we're forced to start over, we see it as something bad?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I've been very independent, and this is not going to be easy for me.
Okay. We bring to ourselves things in our life to help us grow and to be challenged. And I know this because I was Miss Independent. I didn't need anybody, and I was forced at some stage to rely on the kindness of strangers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it made me very humble. It made me very grateful. It made me very appreciative. And what it did for me, Lena, was it opened me up to receive. The first card that came out is the Fool card, and it's telling you that not only are you starting over, but it's the angels are asking you to look at this through the eyes of a child and saying, I am an abundant child of God, and I will be provided for. Thank God that I have. Don't look at it as a terrible thing that, you know, if it's the only avenue you have to put roof and body and soul over your head to get back your independence and to see you through is to go back with your ex and your kids, and that is what you decide. The angels are not saying you should do this or not, but because you have free will and free choice, if that's what you decide, do it wholeheartedly and say, and bless it, bless the heck out of it. Say, I am doing this, and thank you, God, that I have an avenue to put a roof over my head, food in my stomach, and so that I can start to rebuild again. This is not to say that you will get together with your ex. This is not to say that, you know, all of those things. But it will be getting you to be humble, and it'll be humble and opening up to receive. Now, the angels are also telling me that when you step forward and when you start to see it, when you start to bless it, when you start to be grateful for it, and when you start to be appreciative, you'll understand that where you are at the moment is no longer serving you. It's actually it's almost dishonoring you. It's like it's a coat that's gone too small and you've outgrown it. And in order for you to receive something so much grander in your life, it's like you've heard the alarm bells, in fact, to get out of there. For quite some time.
Yes.
I know this. You know, this is what I do. I mean, you know, they're wagging a finger at me saying, oh, no, don't act like you're surprised that you're getting out of there. because you
no,
heard
no.
it.
No, I mean, it's been a struggle to pay my rent since I moved in. And then
okay.
I fell down the stairs and broke my leg 5 days after I moved here.
Well, what does that tell you? It's like no, you're not supposed to be there. And we will. And while they can't interfere with free will and free choice, they can tweak things. Now they're laughing. Now the posse are laughing because they can. They, in their mischievous ways, can tweak things to make it very difficult for us to stay in a place. So what I'm saying to you is, yes, seek all the different avenues that you can seek. But if you, with your free will and free choice, do decide to go back with your ex, I want you to bless it, to thank God and be so grateful and appreciative that you have a roof over your head, you can keep body and soul together, because once you do this, it will be an opening up for a new, if they're saying a new proposal, a new new opportunities and new connections to come in. And this will lead to your abundance. This will lead to your money. They're showing me money at the end of this. But you have to get out of there in order to start this stream of opportunities and connections, and then the abundance, the material, financial coming in.
I mean, how long do you think I'd have to stay there?
Don't you worry about timing. The timing is not within your control. We only live in the present moment.
Mm-hmm.
You worry. You action what is in your control to action. And the angels are reminding you that the how of things happening and the when of things happening are in God's details. They're not in your details. You'll stay there for as long as it takes you for things to manifest on the physical plane in order to bring you those up. And you wouldn't want them to happen 1 second sooner than they're going to happen, because they're going to be happening in divine timing. They want you to change your perspective, Lena, and I would love to hear where your journey takes you. So so please send me an email to Candy, Candy, at angelhealinghouse, all one word, .com. And I can guarantee you, okay, I can guarantee you that once you change your perspective, once you bless your situation, once you are totally grateful and appreciative for God and the angels getting you out of a dishonoring situation, then the doors will start to open for you. But you don't put any emphasis on how that's supposed to happen or when it's supposed to happen.
Okay.
I hope that's been helpful to you, sweetheart.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. God bless you. Take care. Bye-bye. Let's go to our next caller. Caller 719, you're on the air with Angel Healing House. Hello?
Hello. This is Kelly.
Who am I speaking with?
Kelly.
Kelly, how are you?
Pretty good. Had a friend tell me about your show, and I called in, and thank you very much for taking my call. Appreciate that.
Oh, you're welcome.
I got to hear a little bit. I was kind of sitting here. My computer's being funky today. It's like I was trying to read some on your stuff. It's like I read enough to go, oh, she's got an angel posse. Cool. So I guess my question for the day is like, is there anything they have pertinent to tell me? Maybe possibly we're going to have to geographically relocate from Colorado to Idaho, and we're really kind of looking for, it's just myself and two children, and we are looking for a house out there, and it's like I know there's something out there specific for us, but it's like so far I have an older daughter out there, her and her husband, and it's like, and they're the reason we're moving out. It's like she's been kind of house hunting for us, you know, places with a little bit of acreage and stuff like that, because we have like animals and that kind of stuff that in 4-H and all that good stuff. But is there anything in particular? What I'm looking for is like the color of the house or some geographical feature, so we know that's the one, and it's like, and I don't have to waste a lot of time going, now which one of these 15 should we go to? It's like, I would like to go, let's go get that one right there. It's like, go in. I don't like to waste time shopping, you know what I mean?
Okay. What they're saying most of all, well, they were showing me the color green, but the color green is mainly the beautiful nature and the gardens, the flowers, and this high priestess card that came out most of all is saying, trust your intuition, sweetheart. You'll know so much in your heart because it will sing to you. It's almost like the plants. And what astrological sign are you?
Aquarius.
Okay, you're an Aquarius. You're an airhead like me. You have such a... I'm a Libra.
The balance in the scales. That's a good one. I like that.
You know, I very much call myself an airhead. You know, I'm married to a Taurus, and the reason why is so he can put a weight on my foot and say, come down to earth.
We can go fly kites in the wind. It's good.
Absolutely. I mean, we love to do that, you know, with the wind in our face. But it's telling me that you have an extraordinary intuition. Just tap into the feel of the place. Don't worry about the color of the house. But what they're saying most of all, and why they showed me this color green, is because they're saying that the plants and the flowers and the elementals. Do you know about the elementals?
I want to say that's kind of like the fairies, the gnomes,
the leprechauns.
Right.
They will speak to you, and they will tell you that it's the right house for you.
Okay.
I know you're in contact with the angels, but do you...
I don't hear well, though. See, it's like, I mean, this is a really frustrating thing for me. It's like, I've tried for years doing meditation stuff. All I do is I fall asleep, and it's like this morning. It's like I woke up with the coolest dream, and it's like I wanted to stay awake, you know, for just long enough, and it's like, and I thought I set it in my mind what was going on, and I, you know, took the dog out for a little walk, and it's like, let her go potty, and came back in. I snoozed back off, and when I got up, I didn't write it down, and I'd forgotten what it was, and I was like, doggone it. It's like, but that's the only way they can access me is through dream state, because all I hear is like a high-pitched, like a microwave, you know, I mean, they do like what I call microwave tones in different tones. I mean, I can tell it's not tinnitus of my ear, blah, blah, blah. It's like, I mean, I can hear the stuff, but I just, you know, I go, can you guys speak English? You know, that's what I speak, it's like, not microwave tone, please, you know. so I'm not enough to hear them.
Some of us are clairaudient. Some of us are clairsentient. Some of us clairvoyant. You have this claircognizance about you. You have this knowing. You have this, like, this sentient feeling and this knowing. You don't need to audio, you know, like, you know, I can hear when, you know, the messages, and they show me visions. But you know and you feel this. Don't question it. You will, and also, it's not as if they're going to, you know, you're going to have like 100 homes to choose from.
Right, right.
You know that the fairies will lead you to the perfect home for you. And the posse of angels are saying that what would be most beneficial to you now would be to write out, dear fairies or dear elementals, thank you so much for leading me to the most wonderful, honoring, gorgeous house of the best energies that will, you know, provide a wonderful environment for me to be creative and to grow and be around like-minded energies and whatever that is. So it's taking your emphasis off it being hard work and put your emphasis, Kelly, on it being a wonderful adventure that the elementals are going to lead you on. Now, that high priestess is followed by the hermit. And every time the hermit comes in, that's the trust the divine card. It just is. But in my cards, he's got a little snake by his feet. And that means you're shedding the old in order to go to the new. This is such a good, wonderful move for you. And it couldn't be happening at a better time. As this, it's like This is the halfway transition. We've come, as I said in the introduction, we've come to the end of this road. We're about to start a new road afresh. And it's leading to the Hierophant. And the Hierophant is that leader inside of you. You will be able to recapture and feel so much more empowered as you step forth. I only see wonderful things, but involve the fairies in it. And I'm seeing the flowers, I'm seeing the plants, I'm seeing those elemental aspects, which are you going to be connecting with more.
Okay. All righty.
Okay, so, and I'd
makes
love to
sense.
Know what...
Yeah, I'm sitting here writing down, it's like I'm writing down you know, what you're saying, it's like I got my pen and paper going, okay, blah, blah. I'm trying to transcribe this.
and Kelly, quite frankly, if any other questions come to your mind, I know... People often hang the phone up. I mean, I get messages and the channel message. I have 537 members. Oh, that well, I'm the 537th, but there are 536 members in my angelic family of the posse. And sometimes they're all screaming at me at one time to get this messages forth to the person. So, if there's anything that you hang the phone up now and you go, so I should have said something, please. Send me an email, Candy at Angel Healing House. I would love to hear where your journey takes you.
Cool. It's not Yahoo. It's Candy at Angel Healing House. Okay.
Candy
cool.
at Angel Healing House, all one word, .com.
.com. Okay, cool. And I would like to listen to the rest of the show, so if you just like put me on mute or whatever, it's like I'd like to hear the rest of it.
Wonderful. Okay, look after yourself and be blessed along this amazing journey that you're about to start.
All right. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.
Thank you so much, Kelly. Now let's go to our next caller. We're on a 904 number. You're on the line with Angel Healing House. Who am I speaking with? Hello, 904? The phone lines are funky today. I'm sorry. Let me go.
Hello, this is Sarah.
Hello. So I'm sorry, I didn't catch your name. What's your name?
Sarah.
Sarah?
Yes, ma'am.
So, how are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm very well. Tell me, what would you, do you have a question for the posse and myself?
Well, yes and no. I've been listening some, and, you know, you were talking about, you know, angel readings and whatnot. I have a job interview that's set up for this Friday
mm-hmm.
at 11 o'clock, so I kind of want to get some insight on that.
Okay. The first thing I'm hearing from my group of angels is, Sarah, do you absolutely love the job interview, that you love the job and the work that you do?
I mean, I'm not working right now, and no, I don't like job interviews.
Okay. Do you not like the job interview because you don't like the area of work that it's associated with?
No, I think the area of work is, you know, is good, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't like the job interview, the job interviewing, you know, part of it. I mean, you put me in there and I can do the job, but
okay.
I just hate those questions.
Oh, okay. Now, what the angels are saying to me is the most important thing about all of this is that you are happy doing this line of work. Do you mind sharing with us what the line of work is with the interview?
It's in the mortgage industry, a loan closing coordinator.
Okay. All right. So that's the first part, because if I was to, you know, you were to tell me that you hated doing, you know, sort of this kind of work, I would say, well, it doesn't really matter about the interview process because it's not going to bode well for you down the track, but you've already established that it's something which you like to do anyway. So the angels are telling me here that when you go into the interview process, they're reminding you that everything happens for your highest good. Okay? The reason that they're saying that, Sarah, is because, number one, if you don't get the job, let's say you don't get the job. I'm not saying that's what's going to happen, but I'm saying if you don't get the job, it's for your highest good. Because it will have been blocked because there's something better that's coming to you. You understand that?
I do.
Okay. That's number one. So, and if you do get the job, then it's divinely meant to be, because then you will be introduced to people along your path that you can help them and they can help you, and then it'll give you opportunities and circumstances to help you grow and to expand. It'll also give you opportunities to be challenged, but it'll be certainly an opportunity for you to grow. So when you're looking at the interview, whether you get it or whether you don't get it, both of them are for your highest good.
Okay.
Do you understand that? Let that sink in. Let that really sink in. Because if you go for the interview and if it doesn't end up happening, I want you to bless it. I want you to thank God and the angels for blocking it, because you know that God is in the details and God always has your back. He hears all prayers and he's working on bringing you something that is more honorable to you.
Okay.
And that's the way life works, Sarah. And again,
okay.
I'd love to know where your journey takes you. After you have the interview, I'd like to know how it goes for you. Send me an email, Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at angelhealinghouse.com. And I'd like to know how your new perspective keeps you on an even keel. You might even go out and celebrate that you didn't get the interview. You might say,
Okay. That's
wonderful that I didn't get the interview, because I know something much more extraordinary is coming for me, and that had to be blocked.
Okay. I mean, you know, it's not my first interview this year, and, you know, I mean, with you saying it the way that you said it, maybe I will look at it in a different light than, you know, feeling, you know, sorry and blah, you know, you know, all that stuff. Just be uplifting from the beginning.
Yep. And if you see it in a different light, then your vibrations are high and your vibrations are positive and your vibrations are optimistic. And then, because of the laws of attraction, you will bring to yourself things of high vibration, things and people and connections that are positive, optimistic, and light.
Okay.
All right.
All right, Ms. Candy.
Take care of yourself, Miss Sarah, and have an absolutely blessed day.
All right, thank you. I'll continue to listen as well.
Okay, take care of yourself.
All right, thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. Thank you so much, Sarah, for being on the line. The gremlins are still acting on that switchboard. I'd like to go to 111. You're on the line with Angel Healing House. Are you there?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello. Am I on?
You're on.
Oh, great. Yeah, I was, I think, the first one, and then I had to call back. So thank you
for taking
my call.
I'm so glad you called back. I've been eyeing your 111. I love all the 111s in your number. There's some kind of gremlins on the switchboard today. And you know what? I'm just going to say, God bless the gremlins.
Well, maybe it was for a reason. Yes, I'd like a general reading, but I do have something on my mind, and I really need to clear this up. I've been working for many, many years for my father. He's elderly, and we've created a will for him, and he has a little bit of property, and there's been some contention in the family, and I'm at the point to where I'm just going to back off and let it go because of the contention, and I don't know if that's the right thing to do, and I don't know if I'm going to lose out on anything. I hope not, but if so, I just want to be blessed and protected, you know.
Okay.
And I just wanted to see what you see for me. if there's a happy ending at the end of this.
Okay, there's a new feeling that's come over you. It's like there's a new settledness that's come over you. They're saying it's almost like a new beginning. You've done all that you can, and by backing off, you're actually creating space there for the new to come in. Know that whatever's yours will always be yours. That can't be taken away from you. They say that you get more honey with flies than you do with vinegar. By you being kind and you being compassionate, not allowing yourself to be taken advantage of, but really be empathetic and all of those things, it's going to create that vibration around you that's going to be soft and harmonious and all of those things. A lot of people want a harmonious outcome, but they're so busy backbiting and fighting and, you know, that's like, you know, people go to an anti-war rally to stop the war. I would rather go to a peace rally, you know, that kind of thing. The thing that you can do is you can actively send your thoughts and your words and your love to this situation. Have you ever written down any form of decrees in your meditations or in your work that, you know, in your spiritual work that you do?
I've written down some things, and of course have. I usually let them go after that. Last night was a powerful prayer I said before bed, and I was woken up a few times. And every time I was woken up, I had these things on my mind, and I don't know if I'm doing the right thing, but I just feel like letting go, and because of the contention, I don't want to fight it anymore.
Absolutely, and what you're doing is actually you're opening yourself up to receive so much more. The Posse of Angels are saying now they get such a good feeling that you've actually let go. It feels energetically so heavenly that you've let go. What they want you to do is they want you to write down almost like a decree on this. They want you to write down, thank you for, not I want or I need, because you're always going to be wanting or needing then. Thank you for the most beneficial outcome for the greatest good of myself and the greatest good of all concerned in the area of our Father's will.
Okay.
And let that settle on your soul. Let the higher consciousness, let that higher source, universe, God, angels, whatever you want to call that, they've got it. They've got your ball in their court. They've heard your prayers, and by saying thank you for the most beneficial outcome for myself and everybody concerned, then it's going to work out for the highest good. You send it love. You send it love. And because there's contention, I would send it green healing light.
Yes.
The green of Mother Nature is so nurturing. Send it, see it just bathed in that green healing light, and then send it the pink universal light of unconditional love. And see it bathed in that pink light. And say,
yeah.
Now I know. Well, the second card that came out is the Eight of Pentacles, and it's being remunerated for being remarkable, being remunerated monetarily for being your remarkable self, and knowing that by letting it go, you're actually showing more strength than you would be by contending it.
Yeah.
And they're saying really, really, what you've done is you've tapped into your divine intuition knowingness. And they're very, very proud of you for having done this, because that's not an easy thing to do.
Yes, it's not, because I've done a lot of work, you know, for my dad and my mother, and I just feel that I'm not appreciated by, you know, certain members of the family. And
You know what I'm hearing? God has a very long memory, and I want you listeners to hear that as well. Everything that we do, everything we say, every word, that every thought that we have, that is given to somebody in help, in unconditional love, is recorded in our book of life, and God has a very long memory, and it will come back to us in some way, shape, or form, and it may be in the most convoluted, illogical, unbelievable, miraculous, synchronistic way that you can ever imagine. But you are more appreciated, more cherished, more adored than you possibly could ever imagine by your angelic help and by God, if not so on the earth plane.
Yes, and I do feel that, because if not in this life, the next to come, I do believe that everything is kept recorded, and certain things may not be meant for me this time, but it was probably meant for me to do what I did, and I just have to let it go, you know, because I did it with all my heart, and I didn't do it for anything in return. It's just the contention and the hatefulness.
Yeah, and this is. And the reason you're bringing this up as well in May is because of the relationship. It's getting us to really dredge up and to look at any of those relationships in our lives that we have not, that we have any separation towards, and that we haven't fully put to bed. So kudos going out to you, dear one, and that you're able to really see it from a higher perspective and to let go of it. But I think that would help you enormously with your perspective of the situation by thanking it and saying, I know, thank you for the most beneficial outcome, and bless the situation.
Yes, I will. And I'm so grateful that there are high, beautiful angels, that there's another life that's more beautiful than some of this life that we experience. there's always a light at the end of the tunnel. There will always be.
We learn our most important lessons in hardship and adversity in contrast, because if the lessons came easy, we probably wouldn't learn anything.
Right. And thank you for having contact with the angels. We definitely need that as humanity. So.
You're welcome. Again, I'd love to hear where your voyage takes you, and please keep in touch, and send me an email, candy@angelhealinghouse.com.
Thank you.
Okay, God bless you. Take care.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, let's go to our next caller. 478, you're on the line with Angel Healing House. Are you there?
Yes, I am. This is Debbie.
Oh, good. Hi, Debbie. I mean, I was surprised, you know, because, like I said, those little gremlins are doing funny things with the switchboard today. So it's even better to hear that little voice at the end. So what do you want to ask the posse of angels and myself?
I have been having problems with patiently waiting.
Oh, haven't we all?
Patiently waiting for things to unfold. And I've been turned down, and I've been assured that better things were to come. And I was wondering if the angel saw that about to happen.
Oh,
is this another patiently waiting? And if it is another patiently waiting, please give me guidance on a little more patience.
Okay. The first word that I heard is stop waiting. Stop waiting, and the way you stop waiting is you say, I will utilize my time. Good. because when things do start for me, I will be so busy that I won't be able to do fill in the blank. Now, fill in the blank could be taking walks in nature. Fill in the blank could be writing my book, creating a blog. Fill in the blank could be doing craft work, getting your house in order. That fill in the blank, any time we feel like, when I felt like that I've been waiting over the last 10 years, I have turned my hand to my creativity. And in the last 10 years, I have written 6 books. I have channeled 12 angel meditations. I mean, I've published one book 2 years ago, and the rest will follow. But, you know, I've recorded one of my meditations. I'm doing a radio, hosting my own radio show. Every time I feel like there's, I'm waiting. How much longer do I have to wait? I bless the wait. And I turn my hand to creativity, and that's what they're getting you to do.
I just want to turn it off in my brain so I can just go and get put better thoughts in it or leave it alone and just not have to keep going back to it. So I was wondering what they had to say about that.
Okay, so actually turning off your thoughts?
I just would like to turn that thought pattern off and so I can just forget about it and just let
okay.
it happen.
Okay, well... One of the greatest things that helps us do that is meditation. Although I often say about meditation, it's very good to start off with, but if you meditate for half an hour in the morning and half an hour at night, that means you're not meditating for 22 hours a day, you know, or whatever, 23
right.
hours a day. So what would help you most of all is to become conscious of your thoughts, your words, and the feelings in your heart. Are they always positive? Are they always proactive? Do you see the cup as half full or half empty? Those kind of things. And if you continually bless and are grateful for whatever is in your reality and know that everything is there for your highest good, then everything is a blessing. Then there is no more waiting. Everything becomes a miracle in your life. Everything. And
I'm the more positive, yeah. I do the more positive thinking.
Oh, okay. All right. So it's to really put your emphasis on how you can creatively utilize your time, because that which is yours, which you're waiting on, if it's divinely meant to be yours for your highest good and the highest good of all concerned, it will come in. And no amount of you stressing and, you know, putting your emphasis on, oh, when is it going to happen? Is it going to make it happen any sooner? It's actually you taking your precious 24-hour energy clock and you're putting it on something that you don't want to happen. So every
time...
You
know, I know this, but I can't make myself stop. I was like, I know this, and it's like, okay, hit me on the side of the head and make me stop.
Debbie, it's not that you can't make yourself stop. It's that you have chosen not to make yourself stop.
Okay.
That's the word that's most important here. It's a choice.
I hear you.
Because you have free will and you have free choice. If you think you can, you're right. You're right in both instances. It's just for you to take the bull by the horns and say, okay, today I have a little journal with me and I'm only going to think positively. And every time you don't, you write it down and you go, okay, well, I'm a human being and it's impossible for me to not think another negative thought, but how much I dwell on it, that's well within my capacity.
And I can take care of it that way.
And the more you become conscious of it, the more it'll become a habit. And the more it becomes a habit, the more it becomes a way of life. How do you think I became this angelic? I mean, it wasn't just like overnight. It's in the daily practice of every word I speak, would God say that? Everything I think, would the angel say that? And then after a while, it becomes a practiced way of life with every in-breath and every out-breath. It's a very, very
I understand that.
Okay, so I hope that's been helpful, that you do have a choice. It's not that you can't. It's that you're choosing not to. And because you have free will and free choice, you've been gifted with that by God and the angels, then you have the capacity to make it happen.
So every time that thought comes in my head, I'm going to write it down and release it.
There you go.
And that's something I can physically do.
Yeah,
instead of
absolutely.
Just telling myself, don't think about it. I need to
there
do something, and writing it down and releasing it, that'll work for me.
So there you go. You have a tool to be proactive. So, Debbie, I hope that's been helpful.
Thank you.
Again, I'd like to hear where this takes you, so you can send me an email to candy@angelhealinghouse.com.
I sure will. I'm going to write it. I'm going to start it today.
Okay.
All right.
You
bye.
Take care. Bye-bye. And let's take one more quick phone call. Let's go to our 323 number. 323, you're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello? Oh, those gremlins are not being happy today. 323, are you on the line with Angel Healing House? No, they're not being happy. Okay, well, we're coming to the end of our program today. 323, if you should jump on the line again, please do call back next time. I'm sorry about that, but the switchboard, I'm just so heavenly happy that I was able to call and connect with the amount of phone calls that I did because of the switchboard and the connection being a little bit off today. So if you call today and you were unable to get through, I've actually taken down your numbers, and I will call and see if I can connect with you again to answer your questions. That's my 440 number, 323 number, and that's 765 number, and there's an 832 number in there. So I would like to thank everybody who participated in the program today. Thank you all so very much. Thank you to my callers. And thank you to all those listeners out there. Once again, if you would like to follow Angel Healing House and be apprised and reminded of my wonderful insights, the insights for myself, my angelic family, the posse, please do click under the very smiley face on Angel Healing House Blog Talk Radio site so that you can follow my show. And at this time of our feeling rebirth, do remember, everyone, that God always gives us a second chance. He, she just calls it tomorrow. So, again, that wraps up the show for today. Don't forget that Angel Healing House Radio airs every Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you'd like to receive, again, my inspirational, uplifting, wonderful, insightful Angel Healing House newsletter helping you to live a conscious life of awareness, please send me your request and your email to Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at Angel, A-N-G-E-L-H-E-A-L-I-N-G, House, H-O-U-S-E, angelhealinghouse.com. And to purchase a copy of my enlightening book, Angels of Faith, and my beautiful guided angel meditation, professionally recorded, Letting Go of Concerns and Living in the Now, please go to my website, www.angelhealinghouse.com. And if you'd like to book your own angel reading, in which you'll get a lot more information and a lot more insights and impressions into ways that you can most beneficially lead your life, please call me on 831-277-3716. Again, that number is 831-277-3716. And until next time, allow your radiant light to shine forth, and please fashion a beautiful life for yourself, Love from the posse, love from myself, blessings to you all, and I look so forward to connecting with you again next Tuesday. Take care and be blessed. Bye-bye.